Brian French is an outdoor enthusiast and observer of the natural world. He joins us every other Tuesday for a new feature that we're calling North Shore with Brian French. And the tailwind, I asked, if the tailwind on your bicycle didn't just sort of slingshot you right up the hill this morning?
When it wasn't slingshotting me up the hill, it was wrapping around and pulling me back down.
Ooh, so it's not like the greatest bike morning, maybe?
It was an adventure.
You know, we've been talking this week about different things to do or not do outside. It's been peppered, of course, with a lot of griping and complaining on my part about the weather conditions. Carol Andrews of Wild Gardening is saying, don't go out and clear away your garden stuff because there could be butterflies overwintering there yet. And she's saying, don't go wading around in your yard where it's all wet because it could compress it down. And the city now is saying to stay away from trails in certain spots for kind of similar reasons, I guess.
Yeah, all the parks in town, basically, they want you to stay off the trails. So that would include whether it's Chester Park or Lester Park, Anger, Miller, all of the different areas that you're going to be off in the woods on what's normally an enjoyable trail is really not the place to go right now because it's going to be soft, wet, soggy, and you could be doing more damage than the enjoyment warrants.
All right, so assuming that we have cabin fever to the point that we simply cannot stand it, and we must get outside somehow.
Options exist.
Even if we have to tie ourselves to rocks.
No, it's good. So actually, Duluth has been just wonderful in their development of a wonderful resource, the Lake Walk. And so I thought it might be kind of fun to sort of stroll our way down the Lake Walk. We'll go from east to west, from north to south.
Okay.
So we'll start up at Brighton Beach and then just sort of talk about some of the different things that you might be able to enjoy and experience while you're on the Lake Walk.
Besides, the riffraff aren't going to be out on the Lake Walk. They'll be sitting in a room whining about the weather.
No, you won't see riffraff, but you might see riprap, which is those big rocks that they put on the shore to stabilize it from all of the wave action. So,
and lots of photographs to be taken
of
waves,
photographs.
No doubt.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And waves, and sometimes you can even get photos of people surfing in Lake Superior, which is always an enjoyable experience
and always
from
makes
afar.
You go, bleh, are you kidding me? Am I seeing what I'm seeing?
So up at Brighton Beach, they just finished the final leg of the Lake Walk, which will go under the Highway 61 right across the street from the EPA building. And that will take you, so you're at Brighton Beach, you go under Highway 61, and that will take you onto the Lake Walk. And so they've sort of changed a few little things. Occidental Boulevard, which takes you up onto Seven Bridges Road, that used to kind of come down and jog over kind of below Lester Park. And so that's no longer open to vehicle traffic. It's just open to pedestrians and bicyclists.
Nice.
Yeah. And so if you're training for the Grandma's Marathon or for the North Shore Inline Marathon, you can do your inline skating or biking or running, and you can just go for miles and miles. So one of the things at Brighton Beach that's always fun to do is to get out, and you're right at the edge of leaving Duluth and getting into the North Shore proper. And so the water starts changing color. Even this far south, the water starts changing color. It's, you know, it's just a little bit cloudier in the canal, but as you go north, it gets that sort of glassy green blue, and it's quite lovely. So on good days, you can get that at Brighton Beach. As you keep heading south, one of the next things that you'll get to that's interesting is right past East High School, which is at about 40th Avenue East, right behind the field, there's an eagle's nest. And right now, I would imagine that there's a little baby chick or two that are in the nest, and you can see that right from East High School. You might need a pair of binoculars, but you can see it.
Because you don't want to get too close, obviously.
No, right, absolutely.
And be a nuisance, and Laura Erickson and our responsible birding and
absolutely.
All of that.
Right.
Stuff and
you know, I don't think you'll be able to get close enough just because the athletic field is between you and the fence, which is why binoculars would be the better way to go.
Bring the binoculars.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then right behind East High School, they've got a little sugar bush going on right adjacent to the Lake Walk. So they've got all sorts of jugs right now that are attached to trees collecting sap. And I would say that the sap run is probably about over, but you can still see. And so that's kind of fun for the students at East High School to be able to get out and take part in the Sugar Bush.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so keep going a little bit further south, a little bit further west, and you'll come to the Tisher Creek. There's this beautiful wooden bridge that crosses the Tisher Creek, and the Tisher starts up way up in Hartley, even farther than that, comes through UMD, goes down. It's just a beautiful little slot river that goes through the town, and then it comes out right at the Glen Sheen Estate.
Is it running and rushing at this time of year now?
Very much.
The snow melt?
Yep,
and the...
very much. And okay. One of the neat things that you might get lucky, I've talked to several people that from that wooden bridge, they've seen otters playing down in the river.
Fun.
Yeah, so that's kind of neat. There's also a black bear that typically overwinters near one of the railroad bridges right around that area. I think it's probably a little late to see that bear now, but I think it's probably headed north or into the woods. But so that might be kind of fun to see as well.
No kidding.
Keep going, and you'll get to the Holiday Store and kind of the Blackwoods Grill. The Lake Walk crosses over under I-35, the end of I-35, and it'll take you over to the lake itself. So you'll be adjacent, directly adjacent to the lake, which you haven't been able to be since you were back at Brighton Beach.
Got it.
And there are a couple of little pathways. Some of them are pedestrian only. There was a little bit of kerfuffle a few years ago in the construction of these paths, but there is a path that will take you on the lake side of some of the new development. And so you'll be able to get very close to the lake as you're going along. Keep on going and you'll get to Canal Park proper. And if you haven't seen it yet, a few years ago, a beautiful blue and white mosaic installation was put in right on the tip corner of Lake Superior. So right when the lake walk takes the dog leg that brings you over towards the piers, there's this beautiful, it's maybe... I don't know, maybe an eighth of a mile long, beautiful mosaic. It's about 20 feet high and just long, and it's just scenes of life on the North Shore. It's quite beautiful.
Wow. So you're telling me that despite the crummy weather, despite the fact that we're supposed to stay off a lot of the paths and we're supposed to be careful about what we're doing in our backyards, then you can take a walk on the lake walk and you can see rushing creeks, eagles, otters, maybe even a bear,
maybe.
And art.
Yeah.
Wow. Do we live in a cool town or what?
Do we ever. Do
Brian,
we ever.
Thanks so much for coming in, and we'll talk again in a couple of weeks.
Great. Thanks, Lisa.
Brian French is an outdoor enthusiast and observer of the natural world. He joins us every other Tuesday for a new feature called North Shore with Brian French. Funding for this program is provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Legacy Fund. It is 8:27 and